Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Myself personally and our company, we've been a part of many large transformations, some of which were outsourcing or bringing the workloads back in-house. But I want to make a pretty strong statement today. Those of you that know me, I usually don't pull any punches. I like saying things as plainly as possible. When you outsource workloads, outsource jobs, you will never get the same quality that you do from your internal people. You hope that the cost savings will offset greater than your loss of ability and knowledge. So if your organization has poor processes or poor governance or poor metrics and you attempt to outsource, they're going to be worse. There's no way you can ask another organization who is motivated differently to have your best interest in mind. They have theirs. And when you outsource, the quality will drop 20 to 30, sometimes 50% from your current in-house levels. There's been much academic research on knowledge transfer. I talk about this all the time, so I apologize if you hear it too frequently. We've seen 50% drop-offs. What it means is if your organization, you're running at, let's say, 80% of peak performance with your processes and you outsource it, you should expect that 80% to go down to 50%, possibly 40%. But you're saving money, so there's an offset conversation there. So knowing this, if your organization is considering outsourcing, and every organization has to make the best decision for themselves, right? But if your organization is considering this, now is the time to invest in your processes, your governance, your metrics, long before the RFP goes out. Long. The goal should be to outsource work that's mature, that's in steady state, at a high level. And if yours isn't there before you outsource, you know it won't be afterwards. Recently on a podcast, we talked about this. Most of the time when you outsource, let's say a senior level configuration management analyst, senior level, great at discovery, and you outsource it, you're going to get someone at a very junior level, which is part of the knowledge transfer weakness. There's no way someone with 6 months or a year, 2 years experience will be able to keep up the same level of accuracy in the CMDB as someone who this has been their baby for 10 years.
Yes.
So now is the time to start investing in your processes, your governance, and your metrics. The last two are very important. Your governance and your metrics are going to help you with this vendor, right? So let's invest those and have them now. Lastly, I've seen organizations who don't do proactive problem management. Don't do it at all, much less well. But now they're going to ask their vendor to do it. How well do you think that's going to work? I don't think it'll work very well. That's just my two cents. I'd welcome your feedback. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. And please follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how service management leadership can help your organization, even if it is to help guide you through an outsourcing, through a vendor management, or some other way. Have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.